Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Minister Susi Pujiastuti asks plastic producers to join fight against marine debris. The International Maritime Organization IMO Council session proposes board members to 52 countries. Now the news in detail. Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Minister Susi Pujiastuti has asked all companies that produce plastic products to help clean up seas and oceans from plastic debris. Susi said on Sunday, July 21st, after attending a plastic waste campaign dubbed Plastic Debris Parade held at the Aspiration Park, Jakarta, that plastic companies should join the fight against marine plastic debris, so far carried out only by the public. She added, Indonesia is the world's second largest contributor of marine plastic debris and this could threaten the country's fish exports. She warned if it is not cleaned up, there will be more plastics than fish in the ocean by 2040. She estimated that 70% of plastic debris would likely to enter Indonesian waters given the fact that 71% of the country's territorial waters. She plans to continue campaigning against plastic waste and to improve public awareness. The minister urged the public to use bags not made of plastic that can be reused multiple times. The International Maritime Organization IMO Council session proposes to the IMO Assembly regarding the additional number of the IMO board to 52 member countries and the extension of the IMO board membership to once every 4 years. Secretary of the Directorate General of Sea Transportation, Arif Toha, as chair of the Indonesian delegation at the 122nd IMO Council meeting in London, England, a written statement in Jakarta Saturday, mentioned the agenda that was the focus of Indonesia's attention is Agenda 3. The three agendas are strategy, planning, and re-establishment, specifically in the re-establishment sub-agenda, where the board has approved the working group report to recommend to the assembly, expanding the composition of the board to 52 members from the current 40 members. In addition, he also agreed to recommend to the assembly the extension of the term of the board members to 4 years from the current 2 years. As an effort to reduce carbon emissions and realize Indonesia with low emissions, Indonesia presents renewable energy in the form of Batang Toru Hydropower Plant, which located in South Tapanuli, North Sumatra. Every year, this hydropower plant can reduce carbon dioxide emissions by at least 1.6 million metric tons, equivalent to carbon sequestration from 120,000 hectares of forest. Senior Advisor on Environment and Sustainability of Batang Toru Hydropower Plant, Agus Joko Ismanto, said that Batang Toru Hydropower Plant has clean energy because the source is water. He stressed hydropower plant requires a supportive environment for storing water naturally. Furthermore, Agus said Batang Toru Hydropower Plant is committed to always providing tangible benefits to the environment and the community around the area. Not only the vegetation of rare plants that are almost extinct, Batang Toru Hydropower Plant also builds the economy of the community by providing assistance and development, such as in developing Sipiro coffee plants as specialty coffee, cultivating jurung fish species, processing potential palm sugar, and other small-scale businesses. East Java's Bojonegoro Regency is holding the 2019 Bojonegoro Tenggul International Folklore Festival, or Bojonegoro TIFF, until Thursday in collaboration with Conseil International des Organisations de Festivals de Folklore et d'Arts Traditionnels, or CIOFF Indonesian Branch. The Bojonegoro administration introduced on Sunday Wayang Tanggul or Wooden Puppet as its cultural icon, and Sego Buwuhan or rice dish wrapped in dried teak leaves as its culinary icon. Bojonegoro Culture and Tourism Agency head Amir Syahid said that in 2018, Tanggul Puppet was established as an intangible cultural heritage by the Education and Culture Ministry. Humanist Adi Sutarto said that the Tanggul dance was known for its stiff and funny expressions. Coupled with white makeup and colorful costumes, the dance is considered by many to be unique as well as humorous. At the venue, the administration also provided 26,000 portions of sego buwuhan, beef satay, yang papaya with yellow spices, coconut flakes, bean sprouts, and diced tempeh. Arari Wasafis, Voice of Indonesia, in Jakarta. The Hydros UI team from the University of Indonesia, which represented Indonesia and Asia at the 6th Monaco Solar and Energy Challenge earlier in July, was awarded the Spirit Prize that recognizes them for being determined and highly motivated. The challenge, held in collaboration with the International Power Boating Federation, or UIM, and Prince Albert II of Monaco Foundation, comprising 14 students from UI's School of Engineering, it reportedly designed a catamaran with a strong, durable propeller system using a 5 kilowatt per hour battery that is considered an environmentally friendly source of energy. The catamaran design is also equipped with solar panels to store power and enable high speeds. Hydros UI team chairman Bayu Anugrah Sata, the team's boat has a 10 kilowatt electric engine and a cockpit made of carbon fiber. Furthermore, the lightness of the cockpit will contribute to faster acceleration and higher maximum speed. The gold acquisition of the Indonesian contingent in the 2019 Asian School Games, or ASG, in Semarang, Central Java, on Saturday, continued to increase, and on the second day of the match, it was able to push to the top of the Students' Special Championship standings. The home team until now was able to collect 13 golds, 8 silver, and 10 bronze, or increase 7 gold medals compared to one day before. Swimming and athletics are gold contributors to the Indonesian contingent. As reported by the Antara News Agency on Saturday, there were 3 golds donated by Erna Nuryanti from the women's 100-meter, Adit Riko Pradana from 100-men, and Ayu Fitriani from the women's shot put number. Even Ayu Fitriani was able to break the student's national record. Indonesian swimming coach Danny Werdeni said the score of 4 golds on the second day was on the target. The last item. Ruben Vernhout, a famous Dutch musician and DJ or disc jockey, promotes his modern batik through a promotional event held at the Jakarta Hotel, Amsterdam, Saturday, July 20th. The promotional event is titled Modern Batik of Love, a release of the Indonesian Embassy in The Hague, received by Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Sunday, stated that with an attractive batik design and adapted to contemporary fashion trends, the one-day event was able to attract the attention of young people from various regions in the Netherlands. Indonesian Deputy Ambassador to the Netherlands, Fikri Kasidi, who attended the event, stated that the batik promotion was special because it was presented in a unique and modern way, a beautiful mixture between the richness of Indonesian and the Dutch traditions. Therefore, Fikri continued, the presence of the Indonesian Embassy in The Hague is to appreciate and provide direct support for Ruben Vernhout's promotional activities to promote batik in the Netherlands. Through initiations and events like this, Fikri Kasidi is optimistic that batik is increasingly popular and well-known, especially among the Dutch millennials. Listener, that was the news. I'm Purisa Firi Adela from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlights is on the investment in the Masela blocks is very meaningful for Indonesia. President Joko Widodo welcomed the completion of negotiations between the government and Inpex Corporation in the plan to develop oil-rich blocks, the Masela Block, in the Tanimbar region, Maluku Province. According to President Joko Widodo, the Masela Block development plan included local content and use of labor native to the local area has also been agreed and reported to him at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday then. Through his social media accounts, namely Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, uploaded on Thursday, July the 18th, President Joko Widodo said that this valuable investment would be very meaningful for Indonesia. He said, according to the report of the Special Task Force for Upstream Oil and Gas Business Activities, the production of the Masela Block will begin in 2027. Earlier, at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Jonan said that the total cost of developing the Abadi Field LNG project in the Masela Block, Maluku, reached $18.5 billion to $19.8 billion. According to him, this is the largest foreign investment since 1968 and a symbol of development in eastern Indonesia that is global scale after Freeport Indonesia. During construction, according to Jonan, the Masela Block project can absorb 30,000 direct and supporting workers, and when operating, it will absorb workers between 4,000 to 7,000, including the construction of the petrochemical industry. While President and CEO of Inpex, Takayuki Ueda, said the concept of project development had changed from a floating refinery scheme to a land LNG scheme. In addition to the approval of the PODD revision, the government also approved application for an additional 7-year time allocation and extension of the work area production sharing contract, or Masela Block, for 20 years until 2055. Furthermore, Inpex will continue to work with Shell as a working partner to begin the preparatory activities needed to carry out front-end engineering design activities. With the start of this project, the government of Indonesia will receive an investment of around $39 billion and Inpex around $37 billion. These figures include 10% of the area, so Inpex and Shell can count $33.3 billion. This potential can still be optimized from multiplier impacts such as the petrochemical industry and the potential investment of $5 billion in the area. Well, that was Spotlights of the Week over Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with July the 21st, 1945, the cessation of war in Indochina between France and Vietnam. The agreement to terminate the war between France and Vietnam was signed on July the 21st, 1945, at the end of the Geneva Conference, which was also attended by representatives from the United States, Britain, China, and the Soviet Union. This agreement followed the defeat of France and Vietnam thanks to the vigorous resistance of the Vietnamese army in the Battle of Dien Bien Phu. However, under pressures from the United States, the agreement was also agreed on the division of the territory of Vietnam until 1956 and the order that all foreign troops leave in Vietnam. Contrary to the contents of the agreement, the United States sent its troops to Vietnam and supported the establishment of the South Vietnamese state. As a result, a war broke out between North Vietnamese Army against the South Vietnamese Army, supported by the United States. Turning to July the 21st, 1966, Gemini 10 landing back to Earth. Gemini 10 is a shuttle board manned by John W. Young and Michael Collins in a NASA space program named the Gemini Project. The United States space program was launched since 1962 and consists of 12 flights. After flying for 70 hours in space, the Gemini space shuttle finally landed on Earth on July the 21st, 1966. IRN with July the 21st, 2005 bombing in London. On Thursday, July the 21st, 2005, four attempts of bomb attacks were carried out on the London public transportation system. This experiment was conducted 2 weeks after the London bombing on July the 7th, 2005. The explosion occurred around midday on Shepherd Bush Warren Street and the Oval Station on the London Underground and on the London Bus Route 26 at Bethnal Green on Hackney Road. However, the attempt failed because several bombs had only partially exploded. Four people suspected responsible for the failed attack were arrested at the end of July 2005. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast in English program on July 10, 2019 at 13:30 hours until 1400 hours through website www.voinews.id. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you for your participation in our international quiz. Hopefully, you are the lucky one. Amen. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Samudra yang ku arungi takkan
Voice of Indonesia.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today on July the 21st is on Central Java Province to be the host of the International Bicycle Championship. Central Java was offered to host the competition for the International Standard Racing Bike Grand Fondo New York because the organizer of the New York-based bicycle racing marathon event assessed that Central Java was considered to have attractive tourism potential. This offer was delivered directly by the New York GFNY Indonesia Grand Fondo organizer Axel Muller to Central Java Governor Ganjar Pranowo in Puri Gede, Semarang on Wednesday. To Governor Ganjar Pranowo, Axel Muller said he was ready to assist if the Central Java province was willing to host the prestigious event in 2020. Axel Muller said Central Java has very good tourism potential because it also aims to introduce tourism to the world. New York GFNY Grand Fondo leader Tim M. Mahful added that the upcoming GFNY is part of the New York-based World Championship Series, which competes 21 events each year in 19 countries. He said Indonesia has two events, namely GFNY Bali and GFNY Indonesia. The GFNY Indonesia event could be held in various regions. GFNY was participated in by various participants throughout the world and reflected on the GFNY events in Bali, Lombok, and Samosir. Every time the bicycle race was held, at least 30 countries participated in the event. Mahful said the participants were not only athletes but bicycle hobbyists and communities from all over the country. Because that event, which indeed leads to tourism, is very good for Central Java Province tourism. Mahfud mentioned the time before GFNY in Lombok a few years ago. People did not know in Lombok there was an interesting cycling location with beautiful natural scenery. After the GFNY event, Lombok is now the target of the world's bicycle hobbyists and communities. This will also happen in Central Java if it organizes the event. Meanwhile, the governor of Central Java Province, Ganjar Pranowo, himself said he was interested in the offer and would study it, including the preparation of location and facilities. He also offers an area that allows bicycle racing events such as the Borobudur Temple area, the Dieng Plateau, Karimun Jawa Islands, and Sangiran. Well, that was My Indonesia Today from Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our regular listener, Ratan Kumar Paul. He is one of our regular listeners. Thank you very much, Mr. Ratan Kumar Paul, who has become our regular listeners for recent years. Special for you, here is a beautiful song. Happy listening!
Senyumanmu
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, featuring Indonesian tourism. Today, I will take you to a tour in Karimun Jawa Square, Central Jawa. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Karimun Jawa Islands, which is about 53 kilometers from Jepara Beach, Central Jawa, is actually a national park. That is why nature here is very guarded, both above and below the surface of water. Karimun Jawa is also famous as the largest supplier of seafood on the island of Jawa. Therefore, it is very well known for its processed seafood. The square in Karimun Jawa is dominated by warungs or stalls that sell seafood, which is typical daily dish of the islanders. When you are in Karimun Jawa, after enjoying the beauty and the beaches in Karimun Jawa, you should try culinary tours in the island. You can go directly to Alun-Alun in Karimun Jawa. Alun-Alun is just the same as square, to find dishes that suit your taste. Because in Karimun Jawa Square, there are many food choices available. A variety of fish, shrimp, and squid, mostly grilled or fried, easily found here. At this square, you can also find a special dish typical of Karimun Jawa called Pindang Serani. It is a kind of fish soup made from milk fish and has a spicy, sour, and sweet taste, all combined into one. Karimun Jawa Square, you should also try siomai, typical of Karimun Jawa. These dumplings are served with tofu, potatoes, boiled eggs, and vegetables. Then, these dumplings are given a sprinkling of crispy fried onions to add to the delicious taste of Karimun Jawa siomai. The strong taste of mackerel fish combined with the taste of spicy and slightly acidic peanut sauce adds to this dumpling pleasure. You can enjoy a plate of siomai while sitting on mats and gazing at the stars at night. For your information, siomai Karimun Jawa is sold in the evening from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Before ending your culinary tour in Karimun Jawa Square, you can also shop for souvenirs ranging from t-shirts, beach fabrics, keychains, wooden bracelets, to salted fish and dried seaweed. The prices of these souvenirs are relatively affordable but can be cheaper depending on your ability to bid. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today featuring culinary tourism in Alun-Alun, Karimun Jawa, Central Jawa. I'm Anatri Jayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Bouali Moumen in Algeria. He was listening to our broadcast in Arabic program. Hello, Mr. Bouali Moumen. Your email has been forwarded to Arabic section. Please be patient to wait for the reply of your email. Thank you. Well, listeners, wherever you are, we will play another beautiful song. Happy listening.
Ingin ku kecup mesra warna merah pipimu yang selalu ku damba. Tak satu hal pun yang bisa pisahkan kau dan aku di malam ini. Bisik suaramu terdengar, lambut kau sebut namaku. Rasakan hangat nafasmu, seakan ku terbang tinggi.
Menarilah bersamaku, melebur menjadi satu.
Dan aku di malam ini. Bisik suaramu terdengar, lembut kau sebut namaku. Rasakan hangat nafasmu, seakan ku terbang tinggi.
Bersamaku melebur menjadi satu.
Jadi satu. Hanya kamu dan aku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Today's miscellany is about six countries and even Rafflesia Festival 2019. Festival Bumi Rafflesia is one of the top 100 calendar of event 2019 from Indonesian Tourism Ministry. It is held at Pantai Panjang Sports Center, Bengkulu Province on July 18th until 22nd, 2019. Besides presenting art and culture, the annual event from Bengkulu Provincial Government also brought Dome Music Performance, Bengkulu Fashion Carnival, on-the-spot painting competition, and motocross race titled Ngetrail Jelajah Bumi Rafflesia. Six friend countries joined the event, namely South Korea, Singapore, Malaysia, India, USA, and Japan. Mm-hmm. Bengkulu Governor Rohidin Mersyah said despite being an annual event, this was the first time for Festival Bumi Rafflesia to be included in the Tourism Ministry's Wonderful Indonesia events. Therefore, Rohidin hoped the event will be organized seriously. He also asked to promote the Rafflesia Arnoldi, the icon of Bengkulu Province. Similar opinion came from Tourism Ministry's Media and Communication Special Staff Don Cardono. According to him, it was not easy to get into top 100 calendar of event Wonderful Indonesia because it must go through Thai curation process. Therefore, the event must be truly interesting. Tourism Minister's Calendar of Event 2019 Chair Esti Reko Astuti ensured the Festival Bumi Rafflesia 2019 could run well and more lively than last year. According to Esti, the event also had Bengkulu SME product exhibition, cuisine and coffee stands, as well as acoustic music performance. Esti further said, Tourism Minister Arif Yahya had said during the Tabut Festival 2019 that Bengkulu already has world-class attraction, namely Rafflesia Flower. Therefore, Festival Bumi Rafflesia or Rafflesia Festival 2019 was chosen as Bengkulu's icon. So listener, that's miscellany for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita tercipta untuk menjadi satu hal yang ku tahu cinta takkan kemana-mana bila kita berdua,
kita berdua,
kita bersama,
kita bersama,
kita bahagia
sederhana.
La 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 la,
bahagia itu sederhana,
bahagia itu sederhana,
karena ada kamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today, I will present you a song from Glenn Fredly. Glenn Fredly, who started his career in the Indonesian music since 1995, still actively producing work. His latest song, titled Kembali ke Awal, is released July 18, 2019. The song, written by Glenn, was released as one of the big screen soundtracks, which was lifted from a novel by Ika Natasa, entitled Twivor Tiare. Actually, Glenn didn't create the song specifically for the film soundtrack. Because the lyrics and mood of this song are in harmony with the romance of lovers in the film Twivor Tiare, the song finally became a soundtrack in the film. The song produced by Eva Fahir tells a retrospective of a relationship, which in a relationship, we must look at two sides. Introspection of the personal ego becomes an important focal point to get out of a problem. Well, listener, here is Kembali ke Awal by Glenn Fredly.
Sengaja daku memberi ruang bagimu untuk memahami waktu. Tak ingin daku mengulangi cara yang sama untuk mengerti tentang kita. Jangan paksakan bila rindu hilang makna. Mencari serpihan rasa percaya yang sirna untuk kembali ke awal. Berikan ku alasan untuk tetap bersamamu setelah lelah berharap berjarak. Arti rasa satu itu berkaca kau dan aku. Tak ingin daku mengulangi cara yang sama untuk mengerti tentang kita. Jangan paksakan bila rindu hilang makna. Mencari serpihan rasa percaya yang sirna untuk kembali ke awal. Berikan ku alasan rasa satu itu berkaca kau dan aku. Oh, oh. Jalan kita memang penuh liku, berharap kepastian kan ada. Tuh kembali ke awal. Oh, oh, oh. Untuk tetap bersamamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hari demi hari dan juga malam, dari malam aku bernafas lalu mengingat semua tentangmu. Saat berdua hatiku pun tergetar, saat kau senyum hatiku pun berdebar. Ternyata bukan milikku. Berulang kali kau titip salam untuknya, ku tak rela untuk menyampaikannya. Tahukah kamu, tahukah dirimu, betapa diriku menginginkan dirimu. Pedih hatiku saat ku sadari mencintamu yang cinta pada dia. Berharap kau segera melupakannya, berharap kau tak lagi suka padanya. Tuhan tolong ubah hatinya. Berulang kali kau titip salam.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kurasa ku sedang jatuh cinta, karena rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat menatapnya. Mengapa aku begini hilang berani dekat denganmu? Ingin ku memilikimu, tapi aku tak tahu bagaimana caranya. Tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap maukah denganku. Ku rasa ku sedang jatuh cinta, karena rasanya ini berbeda. Apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat meratapnya. Di sini aku berdiri menanti waktu yang tepat hingga akhirnya aku mampu katakan padamu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.